For months, Bill Shorten has insisted the Labor Party didn't have a dual citizenship problem, as the party's vetting processes were apparently robust. But yesterday's release of citizenship documents points to four Labor MPs facing questions. The ALP's David Feeney, Josh Wilson, Justine Key and Susan Lamb, plus the Nick Xenophon team's Rebecca Sharkey, now face High Court referrals which could trigger a number of by-elections. Attorney General George Brandis says it's clear Bill Shorten's assurances were what he calls lies.
We now know yet again that Mr. Shorten was lying. We've had apparently at least four Labor members of the House of Representatives plus a Labor senator hiding in plain sight.
David Feeney says he signed documents in 2007 to renounce any British or Irish citizenship, but says he can't find any documentation to prove it. Josh Wilson's renunciation of his British citizenship didn't come into effect until 20 days after nominations had closed, while Justine Key's British citizenship was cancelled 9 days after the election. Susan Lamb's situation seems even more complicated, with the British Home Office saying it doesn't have enough information to enable her to renounce her citizenship. Labor's manager of opposition business, Tony Burke, says he's happy to refer David Feeney's case to the High Court, but he says the three other Labor MPs all took appropriate steps.
With respect to the other individuals, there is no step they could have taken before they nominated that they didn't take. Absolutely no step. And in fact, in Susan Lamb's case, the UK then wrote back to her and said, we're not even convinced you had UK citizenship in the first place.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the High Court has shown that it follows a strict interpretation of Section 44 and the Labor MPs should be referred.
They found Barnaby ineligible for being a New Zealand citizen when he wasn't even aware he was a New Zealand citizen. So the Labor people that are caught up in this not only were UK citizens, but knew they were. So I think that's pretty straightforward. Shorten should do the right thing. He should stop running this protection racket.